episode 2198, When the Shallow End Seems Too Deep.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It's Friday. Yay, and you made it. Oh my goodness, take a deep breath. I feel like I've been taking a deep breath since last year, kind of sort of started, and now into this year. It's like, breathe, Christiane, breathe. I'm sharing that with you today. Breathe. When the shallow end seems too deep, it's confessions of an upset mama. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Being in the middle of the mess can be challenging and feel impossible to escape. So when the shallow end seems too deep, how do you awaken your confidence and keep swimming? You know, panic does not serve anyone, especially our children. Think about what happens when you're swimming. As soon as you begin to get flustered and panic begins to set in, you are no longer in full control of your body. Your arms flailing, feet kicking, soon your muscles begin to cramp. If only you could touch. Breathe. Just breathe. We go through life oftentimes as if we cannot swim. It's all when the shallow end seems too deep. We get ourselves in situations where we wish we never said yes, but there we find ourselves. Why? When it happens to your child, what do you do to help him? What do you do to help her? When the shallow end seems too deep, go with what you know. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Go with what you know. A circumstance does not have to dictate your response. However, if we're honest, the circumstance definitely has a huge impact on what's done. As wisdom is gained over the years, we learn how to handle these types of situations, and usually we figure out other ways to react or respond. But for our children, it's a different story. They are overwhelmed with less experience and wisdom to be able to comprehend what is needed in order for them to rise up and keep moving forward. Hence, they feel like they're what? Drowning. When the shallow end seems too deep. But if only there was a lifeline, right? The rescue. So how do you rescue them? Well, you do by going with what you know. What does it look like in real life? How can you show up for your child? Number one, ground your child. Give them a sense of reality that they are not floating in outer space with nowhere to go, right? You're bringing them back. You're allowing them what? To touch. When you're floating and you're frailing in the water and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I can't handle this. You're getting flustered. Frustration is building. You're confused. Things happen, right? You got to bring your child back to reality. So what he's thinking might be a little far-fetched, right? Ground them. Say, it's okay. We'll figure this out. It's not the end of the world, but in their life, with their little bit of expertise that they have lived so far and their reasoning on how they see things, they're like, this is it. I'm not going to be able to recover, or I'm doomed. Nothing can get better from here. Why do it, right? We talk about this in our head. We've been there. Come on, parents, you know this. Ground your child. They've got to have the sense of reality that what? They can still touch. They're not just out there in no man's land. They can find their way back. Number two, reinforce what your child forgot. When you get all frustrated and feel like you're at the end or something drastic is about to happen, bring them back to a time where they managed a situation similar. Meaning what? They figured it out. They got this. They do have what it takes. Getting all bent out of shape will not help in the long run. This is the beginning of what? Building up their confidence again, saying, you know what? It's all right. If you just breathe for a moment, then what? You can figure out how to float, which means you can then get your body more upright, which means you then can touch. You are grounded and and everything else gets better after that. Maybe it's not exactly the way you thought it would turn out, but you can go ahead and move forward. Ground your child. Reinforce what your child forgot. And finally, number three, empower your child. Help them decide or discover what the next step is. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's not about 20 steps. Yeah, they may have to take them, but right now they only need to see what? The one step. That's it. It's that first step. And then take aim. Action ignites motivation. That means what? Hope's alive. It's not doom and gloom. It's not the end of the world to them. And they're like, okay, well, maybe I can breathe. Go back to what it's like when you're swimming. And all of a sudden, you feel this huge wave come upon you. And you're hit hard. You lose your breath. You lose your footing. Your arms are going every which way. Your feet are kicking. Only to realize that if you would just pause for just a moment, take a deep breath to calm, you can allow your body to what? Begin to float. That's your what? Internal rescue. That breath. When you have that, it gives you that sense of calm that, okay, I'm now in control. And once when your child understands that he or she is in control of himself, then confidence is rebooted and restored. It allows you what? To become more upright. You can touch. And you don't feel like you're just out there and there's no reprieve. No, there's hope. The feeling of I can becomes a new reality. No longer does the shallow end seem too deep. So where is your child today? And if you're like, well, actually my children are doing really great, but I may not be in a great place. However you want to look at this for your situation in your life, what can you glean from this? What is your takeaway as a saying, you know what, when I am out here and I am just totally feeling out of control, I don't have to feel that way. I can empower my child with confidence that, you know what, this too shall pass. And in the same sentence, I can empower myself. Because you know what, Mom? You know what, Dad? We need that. We need that encouragement for ourselves. Because there are times that we don't think we know what we're doing as a parent. And we think that, oh my gosh, why, Lord, did you give me this incredible blessing? I'm responsible for it, but I can't handle my own life, let alone handle theirs too. Breathe. You are not going to drown. Yes, it may feel like the shallow end is way too deep. But I promise you that when you realize that, okay, wait, I can pause for a moment. I can move forward. I can ground myself. My confidence is going to come back. I got this. I can figure it out. When you feel that, your child feels that. And it becomes a blessing all around. You're doing an incredible job. Don't give up on yourself. And I know you won't give up on your child. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.